Do you know, I can introduce myself.
That'd be great.
Thank you, Tracy. Right, hi everybody. Very excited to be here today. Some people in the room have heard a bit of this before, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. So today's about how community organisations can use Web 2.0 to change the world, and I'll explain a bit more about that. Just pointing out, I am recording this session for those people who are missing it. It will only be used for your group and my own learning, because I'm trying to be a better speaker. So, but it will be posted on a website along with these slides afterwards, so you can all download them afterwards. So I hope that's useful. So it won't pick up your voices. I can get rid of anything that anybody wants. So please just be open and ask questions as we go through. I want this to be a really collaborative session. Okay, so a bit about me. Okay, so I'm Joanna Penn. My main business, I work as an IT consultant for Rio Tinto mining company, so, big company. But this is my love. I'm actually an author, and I teach people about writing books and things like that. But actually, how I run my business is online. I do most of my business with America and Americans, and I sell things to people all over the world. And how I do that is through Web 2.0. So although this isn't... what I do isn't exactly non-profit. I've got a few of my books here. Everything that I do personally can be translated to how you run your businesses and your community groups. And it's all the same stuff. It's about reaching people through Web 2.0. And I'll explain what Web 2.0 is, so don't worry about that. Okay, so, and my website's thecreativepen.com with a double N. Okay, so, let's get going. And I'll break at 11 for a cup of tea. Okay, so what is Web 2.0? Okay, so it's not the static web. Okay, so that's the old days of the internet are kind of past now. In the past, people used to put up like a flagship site that was basically come along, have a look what's going on, but just leave again afterwards. There's no interaction, there was no nothing, it was just static. Now, having a look at the Logan site at the moment, pretty much still is quite a static site. So, and I know most businesses still have these static sites, so I'm here to kind of tell you how things have changed. Okay? So I don't know if you can see this, it's kind of a bigger screen, but basically what Web 2.0 is interaction, it's connectivity, it's personal, it's dynamic, it's shareable, it's relationships, it's all the things that we're used to in our normal mode of communication. How you communicate with the people you work with in your groups, whether they've got an alcohol problem or a domestic violence problem or need counselling, how you communicate with them. That's how the web now actually is. And that's what's really exciting because it's much more human and it's much more accessible and it works because it's like how we normally communicate and how we should. So collaboration, real people. The other really good thing for everybody, because not everyone's an IT consultant, I realise that, it's easy to use. Things have changed. You do not need to be a programmer anymore to use these types of tools, so I'll be talking about that. Okay, this is a really interesting thing that came up quite just before Christmas. I showed the guys before. These are the top 10 most influential websites in the world. Okay, I hope you've heard of some of these. Wikipedia, everyone's probably heard, yeah. YouTube, Flickr, Twitter. So Flickr's a photo group, if you don't know about that. Twitter, hopefully you've heard of that now. It's like a messaging mini blog, they call it. MySpace, Facebook. So the top 7 sites there are what we would call user-generated content now. You can see NewYorkTimes.com, which everyone would probably know, is number 9. It's not as big as Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. Now, how those sites are built is not some company putting up information. It's people like you and people like me. So what's really fascinating is these are the most powerful sites on the internet, and you can be on them. You can actually be there now. You can have a site on Wikipedia for Logan Women's Community Centre or, your centres. You can have one of those. You can have YouTube videos. You can post Flickr photos. You can be on Twitter. You can be searched for on Google. That's brilliant stuff, okay? So today we're going to talk about how you can actually get there. And whatever you want to be there for, whether it's for changing the world for your, particular thing, or whether you have a business, you want to get more customers, you want to sell stuff, make more money, whatever you want to do that for, you can use these platforms to do that. So extremely exciting times. Is everybody aware of these types of sites? Please do cut in with any questions. Okay. Okay, so yeah. So how can you use it? And this is what I really want you to think about today as we go through these, is what types of questions you need to ask and what you can actually do to implement it. Okay, so, and we're going to talk a bit about this in a second. So who are you targeting and where are they? So you personally, I want you to, and you know, some of you are taking notes, so think about this, take some notes. Who are you wanting to target through the Web 2.0 stuff out of this workshop? Is it your community group? You know, is it your business? Who are those people and where are they? Okay? Are they people you want to help? Are they people you want to donate money? Do you want people to donate money or time? Do you want to target volunteers? Do you want to target companies or government organisations who you would like grants from? How do you find them and how do they find you? Which is what I love about this Web 2.0 stuff. It's like attraction. It's whether some of you know the law of attraction and stuff like that. But when you put stuff out on the internet, when you're out there making a noise in your niche, people will find you. We're going to have to keep doing this stuff, which we start. Okay, so people miraculously find your site because they're searching for stuff and they're interested. And then opportunities happen, like this one. I'm here because a guy called Michael found me on Twitter and then I came here and now I'm back. You know, these things happen because of Web 2.0. Then, when you've decided who do you want to target, it's what do you want them to do. So, for example, a woman who lives in Logan who needs some counselling on depression. That's who you want to target. What do you want them to do? You want them to come to the centre. You want them to enter their details on your web form so that you can email them, or their phone number so you can phone them. Or, you know, what do you want them to do? This is very important, otherwise you can just end up with nebulous activity going nowhere. So I thought, you know, you have a think about what you want people to do, but you want to change thoughts. So, for example, and I'll show you some examples of this, a woman suffering under domestic violence, for example, one of the thoughts you need to change in her head is that she deserves it, or that, you know, this is happening to her for a reason or whatever. You want to change those thoughts. So some of the content you put out there can change people's thoughts. It can change people's behaviour. So, for example, someone who's got a drug problem, how can you change their behaviour through what you put out there? And take action. You don't want people to just look at your stuff and walk away. You actually want them to take action. So we're going to explore these ideas. But first of all, we're going to start our collaboration. So we did this before. It's quite interesting. I want to be very, you know, for you to really understand how this works. So let's have a few examples of who do you want to target? So a few over there, you ladies who were talking before. Why don't you give me, who are you targeting?
Families affected by substance abuse.
Okay, so families. Okay, somebody else. Who are you targeting? You, sorry, can I pick on you?
Do you want to make an improvement in your life, or do you feel they miss
it? Okay, people who are looking for something. Okay. Somebody else.
Women and children
need help. Okay.
People with ill health or
muscular skin problems. Okay. Somebody else? One more example.
Caring.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Now, as we go through this, I'm trying to help you, okay? Please don't take anything I say as any form of criticism. I'm trying to help you with the Web 2.0 specifically stuff, okay? So we're going to deconstruct this, okay? So who are you targeting? On the internet, you've got to be very specific, because if you think about how people use Google, how do you use Google, right? When you go on Google, sorry to use your example, but yeah, do I go, I'm looking for something? Do I type that? No, I probably don't, okay? So one thing is be specific, okay? So you guys have got to get more specific. about things. If you have a website that, and I'm going to pick on the families of substance abuse, okay, who are you actually targeting with your website? Is it mum, dad, teenager, child? Those four categories alone determine what the look of your site would be, what the words on your site are. If you're targeting a teenage group with substance abuse, it's going to look very different to an adult with substance abuse problems. Would you agree with that? Yes. Okay, so let's make yours more specific. Is it families, or is it who are you actually looking for?
Oh, it's mum, dad.
Mum and dad, so adults. It is adults. But, I mean, obviously you're offering services for the whole family, but in terms of who your site is looking at, it would be mum or dad who come onto your site first and then use your other services, for example. Okay, so that's good. Let's get back to this one. So, people who are looking for something, we agree it's not quite targeted enough. First I want you to think on this people. So, this is where we're looking at. So you've got women and children, which is good, but again, I would say, let's look at age group, for example. So women and children that need help, that is for domestic violence, right? Again, if you're targeting a woman who's in an abusive relationship with a husband versus a teenage girl who is, at the beginning of her life, those two people would have different viewpoints, right, coming onto your site. People with ill health, musculoskeletal, this is good, this is better, but if I'm a normal person, do I go looking for musculoskeletal? No, because I don't know that language. I search for bad back. So I want you to try and rethink your whole kind of mindset as to what people are doing and how they what they're looking for. And we'll talk about images and words and that type of stuff. Let's just look at carers. Again, carers of who? Who are they caring for?
Your family member at home.
Okay, so yeah, that's good. So a family member at home is not a professional. Versus someone who's a professional carer, for example, with some kind of degree. So these people would probably need much more support, for example. So I just want you to, first up, let's try and think really specifically about your site, about who you're targeting and who you want. Anybody targeting companies or people who want to give money?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about what they're interested. What do they want to see out of your site? So, and I know it's very difficult, and I'll put some examples later of different sites that are serving these different purposes, so you can see how they're doing it. But it's really good to just start off by conceptualising your situation. Okay. Is that helpful? Are you getting that? Okay. Right. Okay, so deciding on your online brand, this is where I've got some examples of what's going on. Now the word brand, I know it's kind of businessy and marketing-y, but what it really is what people are thinking when they first arrive at your site. A brand is, what people feel about something, or it gives them the images, the feelings they get. For example, I'm sure there are, who hates McDonald's? Hate McDonald's? Okay, would never eat McDonald's because you don't like that brand. You might have a particular shop that you would buy stuff from anyway. I really like iTunes. I buy my TV and my music and everything off iTunes because it's really easy, So it's what people think when they come to your site. So you've got to really change your head into their space, not your space. So especially with the professionals, you all have language. That's what I noticed. You have a language that you use in your areas, like substance abuse. A substance abuser would not call themselves that, I guess. I have a problem, I have a drug problem, I have a glue problem, whatever. The labels we often give to people when we are in that group are not the labels that they might give to themselves. Someone with a depression problem might not label themselves depressed.
A lot of this language has developed because workers want to be respectful and
and sort of non-judgmental.
Yes.
So how do you bridge that gap?
Yes, well, that's again, I'm not saying don't use that language. I'm just saying when we come to some of these other bits about how to get your words out there and how to attract people to your site, if you're not targeting your site at people in your in-group already and you're targeting at people out there, then you need to just shift your head a bit. I'm not saying don't use them. And if you have got, like, the carers, if you're, for example, if your site was for professional carers, you can use all these, or if your site was for professional naturopaths who already use, like, I didn't know I needed a naturopath. Most people don't know what a naturopath is. So, you know, sometimes you have to use other words so that people, do you have a bad back? Come and see me. Not, do you need a naturopath? That kind of thing.
A lot of marketing
through
other
referral agencies
as well.
Absolutely. Trying to do everything. Yes, absolutely. Trying to do everything. That, and I guess we'll let me just put that up there, trying to do everything. Because I do want to talk about that. Because I have got an example of a site that's got that kind of portal aspect. But I'll come back to that. So these are just some examples of brands, for non-profit type of charity agencies. Because I want to just point out that brand is not just something companies use. Oh, my God. Well, I don't want to restart now. I'll be ages. Oh, I'll do it in a phrase. So these are some big brands in the sort of charity world. So I was just pointing out you can have a brand. Yeah, I'm sure some of you have got some logos and various things on your sites that help it be branded. Okay, these are a couple of sites I just found that were health-related when I was Googling around your kind of area. What do you like about these? What did you... This top one, they look healthy. Yeah, if you're somebody who stumbles across this site, what does that make you think? Do you want to go there? If you've got female doctors for female problems, is that going to put men off? Yeah, is that specifically saying that they want women to come there? That doesn't say children, right? That's a very targeted message. Oh, I guess she's quite young. She's younger. So that picture, maybe it's not multi-ethnic enough. It's a Sydney site, probably in quite a wealthy area. But I just thought that as an example because I really liked that site attracted me when I was Googling around. I just thought, wow, I'd go there with a problem. Okay, and this one too. This is this says an optimal blend of natural medicine and traditional general practice. Again, those words attract me to that site. And again, this picture, the words integrative medicine. So I guess I just wanted to bring up some examples of things that when I was looking around, I thought, hey, so when you're thinking, okay, how could we improve our website or our presence online? Go looking at other people's stuff, okay? Absolutely, go look at it and see what you like and what you'd like to incorporate. So, for example, if you like this idea but you want a more multi-ethnic kind of approach, put some multi-ethnic pictures on and change the colour scheme or whatever. But it can still be similar, no problem. People's faces, this is the Web 2.0 thing as well. People's faces are really important. Now everyone goes, oh, I don't want to put my face on the internet or whatever. But your face is what people connect with. And it took me a while, but now if you go to my website, my face is quite clearly the wedding photo. It looks really nice. But basically people connect with your face. So put somebody there, generally one of you guys. If it is your personal business, put somebody your face. If it's a group business, maybe a group photo or something. Okay, this is a blog, actually. What does this make you think or feel?
Energy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite a powerful image, isn't it? Mm. What do you think from the domestic violence side?
Yeah, I think, having that new image of new language really helps to bear in that view of looking at it as a thing and speaking out and addressing it. So it actually gives me that kind of feeling that it's bringing out.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's interesting about this, and we're going to talk about blogs, this is a blog platform. This, Danielle, is the title of the latest blog post. If you went to the site, you would see that it is a blog. They post regularly on this site, and these are tales. Look at this, my senior year, I had a dear friend. This is a story written by a woman in the first person. And it's a story about her, you know, violence experience. And this site basically showcases these stories. So if you're a woman, you know, oppressed by domestic violence, and you found this site, look at this, brilliant, the quick escape button. Okay, that will immediately go to another screen so that if somebody comes and sees it, she won't be caught. That's brilliant. That's thinking in that woman's situation. I love that. I thought that was fantastic. You can sign up, and also it says down here, safety alert. It tells you how to clear your cookies and how to actually prevent, you know, because if you're, you know, abusive situations, people often hunt through your stuff, and it's really good. It tells the woman how to protect herself. And also speak out, you know, how to join in, take the pledge. They're trying to help people and resources where they can go for help. But this is a personal blog-based site. I just thought it was a very powerful image. Okay, another example. Why I like this is an example of a site that's trying to do more than one thing. Okay, that last site was trying to do one thing, which was target women undergoing domestic violence. This site does a number of things. Okay, this is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Community Centre, which is kind of more this type of centre. Okay, so what I like about this... oh, wait, you tell me. What do you like about this? What can you see on here?
Clear options to choose.
Exactly. Clear options to choose. Yeah? It's a nice site, isn't it? It's quite clear. What else?
Even though there's lots of things to do, it doesn't feel overwhelming. Like, it doesn't look messy. It looks quite
symmetrical. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What about this lady? Yeah. What a nice picture. Don't you feel like, oh yeah, I'd quite like to see Sharon. Yeah. So right in the middle, and this does actually, you can move this on. The other things I like on here, look at this. Donate now. Become a member. Okay? You up here, find groups, get involved, volunteer, support. So whatever you're, if you're arriving here, you kind of would know where to go next. It is pretty intuitive. Plus, they have, and this is what you guys could have, something like a diary that says what's going on, you know, so that people know that there are things happening, workshops and whatever. So you might have arts and community, you might have health, the same, similar idea. So the substance abuse stuff there, you've got youth, families, you know, again, a press room, brilliant, because people often want art stuff.
Joanne, could these slides be available on the website?
Yes, you'll have all of these to download. Okay. So, I thought that was good. My little clickery thing. Okay, here's another one. Again, what's good on this side?
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, welcome's good.
Buttons.
That's exactly right. That's the trying to do everything idea. So, are you a carer needing a break? Support women and health. Would counselling help you? Housebound and in need of a treatment. Absolutely targeted. So that's an idea for you. You know, who? When I come to your site, what do I click? And what category does that put me in? And then each of these buttons goes to a different page. Very clear, very obvious, you know, what to do. And in that way, you can have like a portal front page like this that will then go through to something else. I guess the other, you know, they have lots. They again, similar stuff to what you guys do here. But I thought the buttons were particularly good and obvious. They could be even more obvious.
I love the questions.
Yeah. You have to put
your language. Yes. Rather than counselling.
Yeah. Would counselling help you? Yes. Click the button. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Yeah. Invite people into your site. Kate. Cruise website there. Now, I wanted to put it here because, you know, you guys invited me and I wanted to help you as well. So after seeing those, what are immediately some of the things that you think could be done with the site? So can I just ask about the branding of Logan Women's Health? Well, we don't need to talk about who knows about or anything, but I just want to try and see with fresh eyes, what does this, you know, what is this missing, or, you know, what do you think it could add? Yes.
The personal touch.
The personal touch, exactly.
Yeah.
Immediately, where's the connection? That's exactly right. And that one thing could make a lot of difference.
And it's done in one colour, it should be done in a couple of colours, it should be identification rate.
Yeah, good, good. So where do I go?
Yeah.
I'm not saying change the brand.
When I've been out in the community, we quite often get into the papers that lead them to the lifestyle, for example. Although she's not the only one, but people don't know that it's from here.
Yeah.
And people, and I live really close right now, just don't know if it's from here.
I'm not saying change the brand, I'm just saying what can we do with the site to make it better? You have something?
Oh, no, I just put the brand, I think it's a bit pale. Yeah.
So we all agreed you need to make the buttons more obvious so people know, maybe make them questions to draw people in, have some pictures, make it stronger, because you're strong women's health and, you know, all of this, right? So yeah, so really I just wanted you to have a think about that, and when you go back to your own site, or if you're designing a site, search around and see what you want people to feel and think when they come onto your site. Okay, and I didn't want to criticise, I wanted you guys to come up with
it.
You can see that now, that's excellent. Okay, good. Oh, we did just kind of share there. Okay, so why is your online brand important? Okay, so, and all my pictures, by the way, this is a really good tip for all you guys who, you know, don't want to spend too much money on stuff. All my pictures are from Flickr.com, Creative Commons. So if you go to Flickr, search under Advanced Search Creative Commons, you can use any photos that are Creative Commons marked for free, as long as you have a link to, as long as you attribute the person whose photos they are. So all the photos, and I've got links on them all back to the people who posted them. And when you become part of that creative, like my website's Creative Commons, you can use articles from my website wherever you like, as long as you attribute me as the author for free. You don't need to ask my permission. So this is like a good thing, right? This is sharing on the internet. So I now use Flickr to post my photos, and they're all Creative Commons because I use them all the time and I want to give back. What prime example of Web 2.0 brilliance, I didn't have to buy all these pictures from some stock website. I just got them for free off the internet. So brilliant. But this photo was about really, do people recognise themselves in your site? Because if they don't recognise themselves, they're going to click away. But that's good. And going back to this over here, okay, do people recognise themselves? Let's go back to people who are looking for something. Okay, what are they looking for specifically?
Pain relief.
Okay. Pain, brilliant. You can immediately see how much better that is, right? As an idea, pain relief. Okay, I'm in pain. I'm looking. I have back pain or head pain, whatever I have. Like headache, I get headaches. I get migraine. Go into Google, type migraine. I have a migraine. You know what's there for me? So maybe that. And a lot of my migraines are stress related. Okay, so do I recognise myself in your site? When I come to your domestic violence site, I don't recognise myself in that site because I'm not. But that's good. You want me to click away unless I want to give you money. You know.
Should we have two
different sites? What about the buttons? The buttons are good. You know, do you want to donate is good, because someone who wants to donate to a charity for domestic violence has some kind of reason to do that. Either a friend or a family member or some reason to do that. So they want to know about it and then they'll donate. We'll talk about the donations a bit later. I've got some stuff on that. But so whoever that person is, they have to recognise something in your site so that they want to stay. And again, we talked about your Logan site. If people see a picture of just the faces of the women who are already here, they immediately will feel more welcome to that place. And you do have all kinds of people, I know, coming here. So, you know, get a group of them together and make sure it's representative, put it on there. So, yeah, people have to recognise that. Again, I mean, this is obviously an anorexia type of photo. But then, I don't know if an anorexic would actually recognise themselves, because that's kind of part of the problem. But I thought it was quite a good picture for that. Okay, people want to connect. I kind of said that already. People need to connect. So they come to your site and connect in some way. So they recognise themselves and they want to connect. Okay, you've got to stand out. That's the other thing. All right? So, well, I think you have to stand out. When we're looking at government grants, that type of thing, you do want to stand out, because you want to be the one to, no, it's not a competition and all that, but you do want to win the grant, or you want to demonstrate that your capability of doing the things that you're saying you want to do. So this 1.1 million grant, whatever, standing out is a good thing to say. This is what we do, that type of thing. So what does make you stand out? Logan Community Centre, Women's Community Centre, are you the only one? You know, are you the only one? No.
One of about seven throughout the
state. Okay, but one in Logan, for example. Yes, one in Logan. So that in itself makes you stand out. So, you know, you decide on your target group and then have a look at what other people are doing so that you can stand out in that area, basically. That's what that's trying to say. But, for example, and I know some of you have other businesses, or a naturopath is a good example, and mine. I have a website teaching people how to write and publish books. How many more websites like that on the internet? You know, a hell of a lot. But I stand out because of the way I do it, because of my personality. And as a naturopath, you know, what makes you stand out as a naturopath? You. You are all unique, and what you're doing is unique. So those are the things you've got to try and tap into, and that's why I'm saying get specific, because what makes you unique is very specific. And you need to do some soul searching. Okay, people will judge you. I mean, you get that right. You all saw those sites, and you judge them in a certain way. So people do judge you, and they click away. And if they're people you want to help, you don't want them to click away. So really, and get some people in, you know, like we've just done that exercise with the site. Get some, you know, some women or whoever to look at your site and say, do you see yourself in this site? What would make this more attractive to you? Okay, niche. This is the niche site. I'm sure you understand how, you know, the internet is about niches. Like we said, if you go onto Google, you don't say, I'm looking for something. Some people might, but, you know, most people say migraine or back pain or I need help because I'm being beaten up or, you know, whatever. So, and that is your niche. So when we had that specific thing, and that's about, you know, we said it's not just families, is it the adults, is it the children? So it's very important that you get your niche, because otherwise it's very hard to make an impact in your area. And this is all important, and I am going to come to the tools and things like that in a bit, but all of this stuff beforehand is important, because if you don't get that right, you're just putting all this energy into creating stuff online that nobody will find, because you haven't sorted out your niche. Okay? So do people understand that idea, that niche idea? Yeah, anybody? That personal story, that's a really good, stories are what pull people in. Absolutely, that's a really good in terms of the connection, the connection wouldn't be so much with those people. I mean, like, obviously if you've got community groups and you're not the sole person doing it, it doesn't need to be your face, but it needs to be something for people to connect with. But then stories are brilliant. That's why that site on domestic violence was so powerful. It was individual stories. Okay. How are we going so far? We're good? Yeah? Okay. Right. Please do ask any questions. I know I go quite fast as well. Okay, so how do you decide on your brand? And this is what we were talking about being targeted. Okay, so really being targeted in deciding your brand. So again, the butterfly idea, it may be that the butterfly needs a revamp or something. You know, butterfly's a nice idea because it's changed, it's, you know, becoming something new. It would turn a man off, I would think, generally, you know.
But it also might turn strong women off. But looking at it now, it's a particular vision of femininity
This was good stuff. Oh, you guys can have a really good session on revamping your stuff, couldn't you? I can see you all coming up with some good ideas. That's brilliant. Okay, so targeted. Okay, words. I think it would be worth speaking to more people because words are so important. Whenever you put something online, okay, Google has these spiders, they're called. They go out there on the internet and they find stuff and they link it and they archive it and they do stuff with it so people can find it. And it's all based on words. So the words you use are incredibly important. Okay? So let's just, so a couple more people. So, and we talked a bit about language. Just leave a bit of, oh yeah, thanks. You don't want to lose glasses. Okay, so a couple of people who haven't been yet. So, what's your business?
I work here.
You work here? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, so I'll pick somebody out. So, would anyone like to volunteer?
Middle.
Oh, okay, part of the counselling as well. All right, well, should we use counselling? Oh, yeah.
I have a yoga business that And when it first started 6 years ago, we all went in madly and got ourselves a website called Yoga. And then it was just ridiculous because it was like, it's a bit cool, yoga for what? Like, I'm 9 to 5, I really don't want to do yoga in 40 degree heat hanging off a wall in a boat. So, we all have a decorative
system.
Yes. And my business is yoga for stress management. So the word stress management is linked on the web to yoga. So if you type in stress management, it'll take you to my site. If you type in yoga, it'll take you to my site. And then you can type in yoga, or if someone's told you helpful stress management, it'll take you.
That's fantastic. That's a really good example. Let's do the counselling, okay? Because yoga and counselling are just top level words. They're very broad. Now you've done a really good job with yoga. The counselling people in here. Let's get more specific. Who are we counselling?
Women, I think.
Well, you were in my last one, Christine.
Yes, but Sue and I are the counselling.
Okay, so women 18 plus, for what? No, not specific enough. Come on. We need some words.
Depression, anxiety.
Good. Depression, anxiety.
These are ideal clients.
Yeah, good. Ideal client. Who do you want to help most? So women 18 plus with depression and anxiety, still pretty broad, really. It actually is. Do they
want to say during the day to come to
see you? Okay, daytime. That's better because it's not pretty much, I guess, non-professional is that the right word? But you know what I mean. It's someone who is at home. Does that mean they're unemployed or they're a full-time mother or
what?
Okay, good. Low income. Socioeconomic group. Brilliant.
Living in Logan.
Logan. Logan specifically.
Can you see how much this is getting much more specific and how you can understand? And then what you've got to do, once you understand this person, what language do they use? Do people say, I've got anxiety?
I'm afraid all the time.
So, okay, brilliant. Some of the things they're coming up with, if the audience is going to brainstorm this really, like, separately, I'm afraid all the time. Okay, think back to that that blog site with the domestic violence girl. If you had a blog, and we're going to talk about blogs and how to integrate that, but if you had a blog post called I'm Afraid All the Time by Christine, and then you wrote an article from that perspective, or you got one of your other ladies to do that, some women you come to your site and see themselves in that, and then at the bottom it says, are you feeling this way? Please come and see us at the centre.
Some of the phrases that one of my depressed clients says all the time, I don't have a life.
Brilliant. And I want you to all start thinking about, because we are going to get onto this, how you can use those words, and I'll explain about blogs, but how to actually get more of those words associated with your site so that you get more people coming. So, I don't have a life is another one. Brilliant. And again, a story. It's a story. And that draws people in. People want to know stories. They don't want 10 tips to stop your anxiety. You know, they're unlikely to read that because they don't get that. Maybe 10 tips to help people with anxiety would be aiming at the professionals in the industry. Do you see what I mean? Okay, so I want you to really be thinking about language. Does anyone want to volunteer and be analysed?
Volunteers.
Well, I guess the volunteers is more like buttons, would you like to help, or something like that. Okay, this keyword tool, has anyone used this? I don't know if you were here last time. So you know about the keyword tool? Alright, so on Google, this is free. It's used for people who want to advertise on Google, but you can also use it for research. It's really, really good. So you can type in Logan Women's Community Centre. You can put in your URL and it will tell you what keywords are associated with you, or you can put in keywords and search for things and see what sites come up so you can investigate that. So it's a very powerful tool to use, and I suggest you all have a look at that. You probably can't see this too well, but I did put in Logan Women. And this is your local search in January, 2,500 people. I'm not sure 2,500 searches in January. I don't know whether there's another Logan, whether that'll include, because that seems pretty good to me.
Sure.
Unfortunately, you don't rank for that. which is unfortunate. Yeah. You'll get the slides afterwards, so it'll be a hyperlink on the slide for you. Okay, so you can basically, and this is what you ranked most highly for on your site. Fitness for women was number one. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what you want to rank the most highly for. Counselling for women was second, but there wasn't.
I wonder if Logan Women, there's a lifestyle gym at the end of that.
Maybe that's why. Exactly. These are the things that are really interesting and that suddenly occur to you when you actually do some research. So do it from two directions. One, put your URL in. And second, do some. If we have a bit of time at the end of this first session, we'll go on and do some so you can see. But it's a really good tool. So you put your URL in and it will tell you what words are associated with your site, or put the search words in and it will tell you lots of other related types of search terms. Then, when you're thinking about the language, you can try and use those words in your text so that you rank better in these areas. Okay, pictures. So we've kind of talked about that. You've got to really decide on the pictures for your site, because we've all seen that it does make a difference, right? It does make a difference to what pictures. Yes?
Can I just ask,
there's a bit of a thing, because I'm looking into doing a website development, and you have two camps, people that say people's faces have got to be on it, because it is a platform, it's a website, it's a show, emotion, like that. I'm not convinced, because the pictures that I sort of lean towards are pictures of the journey, you know, so potentially a boat sitting at the side of, you know, a lake, and it sort of depicts a bit of a journey that going across. What's your thoughts on that? Is it people's faces?
Well, I think there's two things. Okay, one is it your personal site?
Yes.
Okay. When it's your personal site, you get to do whatever you like. You do what resonates with you because it's your personal site, okay? If you're doing it but you could always try testing what you think, okay? What I did, and actually I did it with book covers, okay? Now, these book covers are very basic. This book cover, I did 6 different versions of the book cover with different pictures, different things on, and I just put it on a document and emailed it round to about 20 people, and I said, please just send me back, do you like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 best? And then the 2 clearly came out the most popular. One was a brown cover colour scheme, and then it's that one. And then I went, I don't like brown, and so I went with the blue one. So I kind of used both techniques. I used testing and also, you know, my own personal desire. Now, with my own personal site now, it was a free theme that I got, you know, from there. And then I changed it to add my face because people kept emailing me going, who are you? You know, I want to know you.
Yeah.
So I changed it.
And I'm okay with my face there.
Mm.
But it was just in terms of, so I do employee assistance counselling, so there's this thing about showing work teams and...
Oh, but no, those pictures are horrible. No, don't do those. Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
No, your face. No, not one of those office.
Yeah.
No, don't do those. Yeah. Oh, that's the button. No, I agree. Those are horrible. And I had one of these jumping people and their suits in on front of my room. It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. No. You've got to, like I said, stand out. I like that picture of the boat. What you're saying there, that made me think of the boat on the lake. Boat
people.
Just
my experience of
helping
people. They're always on a journey. You know, if I think about, you know, potentially if I have to go into counselling myself at some stage, or even if I'm in supervision, it's always a journey. Self-discovery is sort of a process for me.
That's a journey.
Maybe I'm off it.
No, I think that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That sets you apart, right? You've got to be...
Illustration, like the pictures of Joanne.
Yeah.
One will say the first page, I go, what else have you got? And I'd start looking in. But I'd also then hope to see your picture on one of the pages.
Yeah.
And maybe start your journey now by pressing the button, or you know, moving into your site somehow. Yeah, no, I like that. I think that's lovely. I'm not professional at this. You know, this is all based on my learnings and what I found out and what's interesting to me and what, you know, what the research is online. But you guys play around with it, and everybody's different, you know. And really, testing it out with your clientele is quite good. You know, put it out there. Okay, so pictures. This is a modelling slide, the Play-Doh, I like that one. so as we said, go look at everyone else's stuff and decide what you want. I pretty much copied the design of my site from one of the top blogs in the world. I thought, he's doing well, I want to be similar to him, and I just changed the colour scheme, but the layout's pretty similar. And I had a lot of red in my text, and I just got rid of it all, and it made a lot of difference to my traffic. It's just incredible what little changes can do. So,
can you talk about your traffic?
Yes, okay. I started my own blog in November, not last year, the year before. I had a blog before, it wasn't really going anywhere, and I couldn't find anything I really loved, and then I love writing, so I started the blog. Obviously zero traffic, day one. Basically I'm a year on now, and I mean, I get...
get a lot of traffic. I probably get 1,000 to 2,000 uniques a day. And, you know, and I sell stuff off my site and that type of thing. So I've got a lot of subscribers. I have a podcast as well, so I have audio. We'll talk a bit about that as well. All of this stuff is from my personal experience, and I'm not going to bullshit you in any way. but it's also stuff I've learned, and I've modelled myself on successful web people with the aim of making a living online. Slightly different to your motivation, but the goal is the same. You want people, you want to help people, you want people to come to your site, and then you want them to take some action, whatever that action is. Okay, reality check. This is what we're talking about as well. Real stories work, reality works. You know, being the real you works, not the picture of the corporate crap, because everyone's seen that everywhere else. That's old web. Don't listen to those web designers either. I'll tell you some places you can do this for cheaper without having to go down what web designers think, because they're not designed necessarily for traffic and for appeal. They're actually on design, and often the design is not what people necessarily want. Something more basic often helps. Okay, and grow. This is what you're basically asking me. This takes time to grow. You can't just expect to, you know, to suddenly do something and for everything to happen. It takes time. Okay, so wanted you to kind of have a think about these things. We're going to just take a few minutes for you to write down these things, and then we'll just do a bit of sharing. So I want you to write down for your specific group, and even if you're on the account here, you can have a think. you know, the target market, the words you want to use, some images and pictures for your specific area. That'll probably do so far. So just have a think about that, and then we'll do a bit more sharing. good thinking going on. Lots of scribbling. That's excellent. Okay, well, let's just do a quick sort of sharing some of the stuff you've had a think about. So we've had some people with the kind of the target, the words, and some pictures or some images that we're talking about.
So my target is to communicate or organisations wanting consultancy around industrial relations.
Brilliant. Very specific. All right. So, what are some words of the industrial relations?
Modern award.
Sorry?
Modern award.
Oh, is that a word that they would use?
It seems to be.
Community organisations, do you know what that word means?
There's a name for it,
but nobody thinks the name is huge, so that's
people
to
SAX.
Yeah. SAX.
Yeah,
SAX. Oh.
And
you,
I've had
people
explain
and
use that.
Okay, well, see, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. You immediately, you know, by sharing that, you've come up with a, you know, maybe you do a, you know, what is SAX or whatever, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, use the words that other people use. Brilliant. What about your pictures, Cathy?
Pictures I've only just had me as pictures.
Okay. Same? Yeah, that's hard. Anyone got any thoughts for Cathy on industrial relations? How about the handshake thing?
Mm-hmm.
Handshake? Quite nice?
Yep.
I quite like the handshake idea, but you know. Okay, that is a good specific example, but I can see that your picture is difficult. What about other things in your area? Have you looked at other people's stuff? Because there's got to be industrial relations stuff elsewhere.
Yeah.
Try America and Europe and have a look at what people are doing.
Yeah.
I really can't think of anything else apart from the handshake.
No, there's a lot of stuff like that that's very businessy.
Yeah.
People in suits and so that's very much the law
side.
Which I think is my point of difference is I'm not coming at from a law side.
But yeah.
My community.
That's the thing. So making the difficulty of those things accessible for community groups.
Yes.
Picture of a family. Yeah, I think the accessible and easy to understand, or you know, some kind of thing that makes you more attractive in that space. Okay, somebody else.
I would like our counselling team to be targeting. We've got two targets: one doing an out of the workforce, but the one the new one is women in the workforce needing counselling to address.
What?
Problems. Women in the workforce to enlighten, to attract.
Working women. For anxiety.
No, this would be any kind of problem, could be stress management.
But you guys aren't open. You aren't open out of that, right?
No, but lunchtime is
open. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so what are some words around this then? Some words.
Want to connect. Who am I? It's one of the ones that comes from one of my clients. That's a really big one for women.
Okay, again, so that might be a nice title of an article or something,
but not
a keyword.
The self-development.
Okay, yeah, self-development and self-help are...
Self-esteem.
Okay, again, you do some research around this. Okay, self-development, self-help. I am a self-development junkie, right. And somebody said about learning and stuff. I'm the type of person who's always typing in self-development.
Right.
Are the people you're actually targeting the type of people who type in self-development? Because do they have a high enough self-esteem to think
work
that they could do that? Yeah, well, I mean, there's some good ones. Work stress, is a good one. Okay. Stress-related health problems, that sort of thing. Okay, that's good. Let's have another example.
Well, can I give you a little bit of background?
Yeah.
One of the key strategies we want to approach for this year is finding support in the community from men who are non-violent or who identify as non-violent. So, I wrote down a whole range of messages that we want to increase knowledge on in the community, like why women stay, you know, the judgment that people place on women who stay in those relationships, you know, the reframing of hysteria and the shaming of womanhood. If we put all that on the website, we're not going to actually get, you know...
shaming of womanhood will frighten the men away.
I put that down there, and I'm like, well, how am I going to actually...
And so,
what I'm wanting to do is actually, you know, encourage men who identify as non-violent, who are positive in the community, to come and support our approach and to raise awareness in the community to improve relationships with women. So, I put, like, one of our campaigns that we're thinking about doing is linking in with the local football team, and they're talking about, like, if you use violence, you can't play football. And it's something that's been done up north and in council. So we were thinking maybe the target market is men who identify as non-violent. Words would then be around things like football. Men speaking out, we need you.
Leadership,
yeah. Men like to be leaders, like to be guided, I need you. So something like, you know, men, can you help? If you use actually the word men,
yeah,
a lot.
So is the important this?
Yes.
Is the aim for this to get men who are non-violent involved, trying to positively influence the violent men?
Yes.
Right. So it's not actually targeted at women at all.
No. And that's what I'm kind of just noticing is that we're
very different.
So we've got a beautiful website which targets women as well. It's very well laid out, and we need this to then create extra support and sponsorship, because people are used to the old message.
Yeah.
So we need a new message. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was thinking, how do we, identify that as two different things? So do we have two different websites?
Yeah. Now, I just want to point out this whole multiple website thing, okay? This seems to be a bit of a block for you guys.
Yes.
It costs you $10 a year to buy a URL. A URL is a name, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I use a site called GoDaddy.com, which is $10 a year to buy a URL. There's a little thing in there. Once you find a name, you can go in there and forward that site to wherever you like. So, if you have a separate page on your... Still, you only have one website, okay? So you have your one website, but you've got one URL here and one URL here. It means you can have menagainstviolence.com, which goes to this page, a home page, but it's still within your site. You don't have to build a whole new site if you don't want to. You can still use the same site. And then you have your women, whatever... going to whatever.com.
Yes.
Only costs you an extra $10 a year to get those two different domain names pointing to the same site but different home pages. Okay?
So it's like a back door and front door. Two
different doors. So then, two different home pages.
Yes.
But then you don't have to do multiple sites. Although I would also say, once I tell you about blog and that type of stuff, it's not that difficult to have more than one site. But if you're happy with the site but you want a different landing page, it's called in web terms, you have your women and your men just going to different .com sites, and then that's sorted. But absolutely, you're right. You're aiming at men. You're aiming at positively affecting violent men through men who are non-violent, which is a completely different audience. Absolutely. Brilliant. Fantastic. I like that.
That's that gospel thing. We've got some lower class values in our next group that are traditional clientele. We don't want to put them off.
Yes.
By changing it sort of to something maybe more corporate or a little bit more, coming to pop dance of us. Someone who's got no motivation
and is lonely,
they don't
hear. Yeah, have a real think about this. There's so many things you can do. I don't want you to get overwhelmed, though. Really decide on your target and really decide what you want to do for that specific target. I get really carried away with all kinds of ideas too, but sometimes you just got to do your specific thing, make that work, then move on to the next thing. I forgot to do pictures here. Let's just do some pictures for your men.
For mine?
Yeah,
I had... things like 40 teams, men as caring family man, kind, fatherly, five
kids. Darren Hayes from Savage Garden, he grew up in Woodridge in domestic violence and he's spoken out about his situation. I reckon he'd be a great.
Yeah, that's right, we've got, that's an excellent thought.
Very good. Yes, I'm thinking of your stuff too. I'll come on to video for your guys. I can see video being really good.
The best video.
Video and the, some of you. I'll show you now. I just brought along my nano because we talked about this last time. People are like, oh, video, you know, scary video. But you know, now video is so easy to do. Look, this is iPod nano. It's like $150. It's a video camera. I just hold it like this. I do my video. And then you just plug it in and upload it to YouTube. Okay? You can do... so why don't... You know, why are you not fine? Or why are you... Why are you helping us, Joe Bloggs? Video him.
Yeah.
A stack of 3-minute videos of guys speaking out against violence or saying, you know, violence is stupid or whatever, is much more powerful and easier to do with footy players than any other kind of interaction. You know, you can easily go, you know, hey, can you just, you know, say why you don't hit your wife?
Yeah. I'm liking this new direction that we're
in. Yeah,
I really think, you know, we've got a lot of premise behind it about, you know, the 50 that we are getting left out of the situation and like that. Really recognising the feminism approach, because people hate the word feminism, you know, and it needs to be a new feminism, but it needs to be clever. And actually putting that message through, that doesn't look like we're actually doing that.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great. Okay. Should we just do one more? Is there someone who's got a different? We've kind of done the yoga thing. Is there someone who's got a different category of stuff? Okay. So you need volunteers, and what will they do?
Everything.
Where?
Okay. So we're targeting stay-at-home mums.
Children are enrolling, people who have grown up and want to interact and learn more skills to get back to work. So what will they do then? What will the volunteers do? Administration, childcare, a bit of work, running a cafe, painting. Okay, so what words are you going to use then? Spare time. You know, some of these people, they've got spare time, I guess. I don't know how that would... But what I like about the word thing is, start somewhere, brainstorm some words around it, then go and use that Google tool to actually find what search terms are relating to that, and then you can put it together.
Yeah. And Karen's got a thing on the wall in the volunteers room now, happiness, and something about sharing and giving and action.
People want to do this stuff, but sometimes they just can't find you. I think that's the point. Like, there are sort of directories of volunteer agencies and things, aren't there?
If you're in Queensland,
What about any pictures? I guess that's groups of happy people.
Yeah, that's true. We've got some
good photos. Yeah, and real people. This is it. And when we're talking about your office picture, it's a picture of real people in a real office that you can clearly tell is a real picture versus the stock pictures that everybody uses. That's fine, but you know what I think Web 2.0 now is about honesty, because people aren't taking the bullshit any longer. They can see through it. With all this stuff, it's about people being able to find out about you. So if you've got this facade that's utterly wrong, people will find out. So now it's more about being honest and people actually feeling some reality with you.
We found out with it, with the yoga ones, everybody was using models on them.
Yeah.
And when I first did mine, I had a picture of a bridge and the beach, and I did what comes to mind.
And then the guy that James me said, can we need you?
Yeah.
And I want you because women your age want to see that women their age.
Yeah, can do
it. Do this yoga. And all the others, you gave me this big list, and I went on with all these 20-year-olds touching their toes.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, I can't do that.
Oh my God. Again, video.
We'll come back to that.
Okay, right, it's 11 o'clock. We'll just get 15, 10 minutes? 15, 10?